When you have the wind at your back and your business is doing good, you're probably facing a situation where you've got momentum on your side. But when the big mo slows down or disappears, that's when you will always feel the most stress in your business. In this episode, I want to explore creating and sustaining momentum in our businesses. My name is Eric Dingler. I'm a full-time digital nomad entrepreneur traveling around the world with my wife and 4 kids. And we are currently in Costa Rica as I record this. It is July 2024. And we have finally, I believe, made some decisions for the fall. So if you stick around to the end of the podcast, I'll give you a travel update if traveling is your thing. That's why I put it at the end of the podcast, because not everybody here is into the full-time traveling side of things, and they don't care about that part of our life and what we do. But for many of you, you do like that and you kind of want to know. So stick around to the end and I'll talk about that. Now, momentum is the, and you may not have ever thought of this, but if you would take a little bit of time to sit back and reflect, momentum is what you're chasing. Momentum is key to business, because what is momentum? Momentum is forward movement that is happening with its own energy, and it can just keep going. And we like that. It doesn't take nearly as much effort. Now, it can't go on forever. We have to put a little bit into the system, but you don't have to put nearly as much into the system to get it moving. And so you want momentum. Now, the problem is, when we have momentum, we don't take the time to ask, whoa, what's happening? Why is this working right now? And I would encourage you to do that. When you are in a season of great momentum, and you know you have momentum because leads are coming in, sales are happening, projects are going out on time, you're getting referrals, customers are happy, the budget is looking good, and just all of these things are happening, and you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, I am like an entrepreneur god or goddess. I mean, it's just, it feels good. You fall asleep easily. Food tastes better. Relationships are better. Like, you've got it. In that moment, what you want to do is you want to diagnose what's working, because here's the thing. If you don't know why it's working, when it slows down or when it starts to stall, and it will, you'll have no idea what to fix. You'll start to panic a little, because you're suddenly going to start to notice that things are slowing down. And at this point, you've already lost momentum. And you're going to start to, you know, take a little bit of time to figure out, wait, what's happening here? This was just working and da da da. And now it kind of starts to become a domino. You know, maybe it starts with leads, not always, but maybe it starts with leads. And so the leads start slowing down, which means the sales start slowing down, which means, you know, the budget starts to slow down, and then morale starts to fall, and it's just all of these things kind of compound. That's what momentum is to our business. It's that forward movement with less effort required than it takes to get it started, a significant less amount of effort. And so we want to create momentum, but then we also want to make sure we sustain it. So we got to, like I said, you got to make sure you're asking why you got momentum. When something works, ask why, document it, because then you can repeat it. All right. That's so, so important. A lot of people just don't do that. All right. Well, I believe creating momentum, the best thing to create momentum and then to multiply it is a little bit of a formula. It's focus over time multiplied by the power of your offer. Okay. And by over, I don't mean you don't divide, but it's focus plus time. I'll say it that way. Focus plus time multiplied by the power of your offer creates momentum. Now, under this, there are 3 things I want to cover. All right. There are three things I want to cover. The first one I want to cover are the three P's. This is what you want to focus on. This is what you want to focus on. The power of your offer, that's going to be in the second thing I want to talk about, which is innovation. And then the third thing I want to talk about and hit on real quick is feedback loops, because feedback loops is that is part of that understanding why things are going well, and how to add to the momentum and how to keep things moving along. So let's do this real quick, kind of high level view. I won't call it quite a masterclass, but I'm going to give you a 30,000 foot view of these three things that it takes to create and sustain momentum. And if you're like, hey, I want to hear more about one of these, then you can send me an email, eric@dnepodcast.com, and say, hey, revisit this thing you said in this episode. I want to know more about that. All right. So what are the three P's? The three P's are the things you focus on. These are the things you focus on, and you're going to just keep at this until your business is like well past, you know, $1 million, all right? $1 million in revenue. Until that point, you want to focus on the three P's. And the three P's are, the first one is one persona. The second is one product. And the third is one pathway. And here's what I mean by that. The one persona is, this is you know, another way people talk about this is avatar. I first learned this years ago. I recently heard somebody else talk about this, and they talked about this as one avatar. I learned persona. Doesn't matter which way you want to use. But to keep it into three P's, I'm going to keep with persona. So it's one persona. You need to identify the person who is your ideal client. That's what this is. Now, you can go as far as, you know, a lot of demographics with this. And some people will do this. They'll be like, you know, oh, this is my avatar is a soccer mom with, you know, three kids, and this is their income, and this is what they do on Tuesday night, and these are the magazines they get. Here's the last book she read. This is her favorite music. This is the kind of car she drives. Like, they get really detailed in it. Now, that works. That works if you're a well scaled up business and you're going to go out and do multiple marketing fronts to try to reach several of these different types of individuals. For the most part, you don't want to get that granular at the beginning, in my experience. When I've tried to get that granular, you know, because I've listened to, you know, somebody talk about this, and I'm like, oh, this is, I got to do that. It doesn't work for me. And generally, it's because the person that's sharing that advice, their business is multitudes larger than mine. And it works at that stage. But if you ask them, did you do this when your business was younger? Well, no. And it wouldn't have worked because, you'll start to understand that that advice that a lot of people give, you got to remember, you got to, you know, wrestle with the principle behind the practice. And I've talked about this in a past episode. You got to ask yourself, does that work because their business is the size it is, or is that universal across all businesses? For most of the people that are going to be listening to my podcast, I'm going to recommend that your one persona is more of an intent type persona. Okay. You know, for me, for my digital marketing agency, which is my 9-to-5, my full-time gig, the business I own, you know, my day job, if you will, is our persona there is a business owner who's been in business for at least 5 years. They've tried all kinds of marketing. It hasn't worked for them. And so they're now skeptical about digital marketing. And they have $750 a month to invest in digital marketing. Like that's about it. I want somebody that's skeptical because our system works. And when we show them and we gain the trust and we have a great offer that helps with that, and we get them those results, for the first time, they actually get results from digital marketing. and they're excited, and the lifetime value, they stay with us for a long, long time. So I have more of an intent type persona. Okay, so persona, that's the first P. The one product. Have one product. Don't diversify. Don't just stay focused. You're not that good. You can't do multiple things. You shouldn't have multiple products. You want to have one problem. You want to have one product that solves one problem. Again, over in my agency, we have the marketing momentum system that comes with a smart website. Like that's our, it's a bundled product. It's one thing. That's what we do. Now, in the sales process, somebody may want to just pull part of it away. We may look and go, we don't need a new website. You just need the marketing momentum system. So let's put those strategies around your current website. Boom. Turning that into a smart website. But just as many people come to us and we're like, your website, we need a new website. And so they get both. But you got to have one product. And here's why this is important. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get to that in my next tip. Just for right now, hold on to that one product. So we've got one persona, we've got one product, we've got one pathway. The pathway is our sales funnel. Okay, we've got just one, and we're only going to do one. You're there at the top of the funnel. You've got to do something to bring leads in. All right, and you've got four options, and you've only got four options. There are four categories. Within these categories are lots of options. So it can seem overwhelming when you think about it, but when you realize you've just got four categories and you just have to choose one of the categories, it immediately eliminates a lot of other things. So let me see if I can explain this through audio. Normally I draw this out, but I think I can explain this through the audio podcast. So I want you to imagine a quadrant, okay? It's a square with a line down the middle, from top to bottom, and a line across from side to side, creating four equal sized boxes inside that. You got it? All right, good. In one of these quadrants, we're going to put paid ads. Now that's one option to put at the top of your funnel. You can fill your funnel with paid ads. You can run, and now there's all kinds of paid ads, Facebook ads, we'll say Meta ads, pick up Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, which would be part of pay-per-click, and Google ads. So you've got that. You've got offline paid ads, billboards, magazines, there's all kinds of things, radio, TV, you running out on Hulu now, like you've got paid ads. So that is one category. And in the second quadrant, you've got content. Like you can pump out content and use that to bring people in. In the third quadrant, you have cold calling and cold emailing, which I don't like, but it is there. It is an option. And then in the fourth quadrant, the fourth category we have is networking and referral. Now, I prefer for most of my coaching clients, and for me, I prefer networking and referrals. That's my preference. That's what we have at the top of our funnel. I don't like paid ads as my main thing, because if I turn the money off, the leads stop, and I just don't like it. But that doesn't say it doesn't work. If you like, do it. If you want to do paid ads, do paid ads. If you want to do content, do content. That's fine. It's great. You have to put it out a lot. You need to do it daily. You have to study that. You have to get better and better. You have to become an expert at the platform, and but it works. But you just do that. Or you do cold calling, cold emailing, and you're constantly testing your scripts and this and A/B split testing, this kind of stuff. But that's just what you do. You just live in that world. Or you do networking and referral. And that's where I prefer to be. One of my coaching clients messaged me this morning on Marco Polo. And he said, he was like, Eric, he goes, I just got contacted by somebody who wants to know if I want to spend $500 inside to place a quarter page ad inside a magazine, in air quotes, a magazine that realtors can give to new home buyers in the area, in business locations. You know, it's for both corporate and residential. And he's like, and I keep going back and forth. And I was like, dude, no, the answer is simple. The answer is no. Okay. The answer is no. And here's why. You don't do paid ads. You do networking and referral. Remember, the only reason way a paid ad works, you cannot. Now, yes, is there such a thing as a unicorn where it might happen one time? Yeah, sure. Okay. Yes, of course. But in the real world where the rest of us live and own businesses, you're not going to put an ad in one magazine that a group of realtors get. He said like 80 realtors use it. You're not going to put an ad in one thing that goes to new homeowners and expect to make any money off of it. Like, it's just, it's not going to happen. Paid ads work when you blanket an area where they see your ad over and over. They see it here. They see it there. They, oh my gosh, it's in the magazine now. It's online. It's on billboards. That's when paid ads work. And they work great when you put them in front of eyeballs over and over and over again. And they work even better when you put the ads in front of the eyeballs in different places. So I just don't do paid ads. You can. Now, they're, you know, down the road we may, but right now we don't, because we're focused. We're focused over a period of time. And at the top of our funnel, we do networking and referral. And then you move people down the path a little bit, you know, the pathway of our funnel, and they hit our email newsletter. And then at the very bottom, we've got what we call reply back campaigns and webinars. Okay. That's my funnel. And we're constantly studying it, testing it. I'm constantly studying effective webinar strategies, email newsletters, and networking. And we just don't go to networking events and go in and shake hands. Hi, how you doing? So nice to meet you. Like, we have a very intentional strategy that every time we go into a networking event, our goal is to walk out of there with a set number of coffee meetings. Like, we want to have one-on-one meetings from a networking event. And then at that networking event, we want to walk away from that networking event with that person's permission to add them to our email newsletter. We want to leave that coffee, that one-on-one, with them have sharing with us their current biggest struggle when it comes to marketing. And then we want to leave there with a third thing, which is a referral for somebody else they think we should talk to that they can introduce us to. And so there's a lot more to it. There's more nuance to that and the conversation and all of that goes, but that's the thing. And we just keep developing this and getting better and better and better. If I was trying to do a content strategy to bring in leads, and I was trying to do paid ads, and I was trying to do networking and referral, I would be terrible at all of them because I don't have enough time to master one of them. And so you have to pick one, stay in your lane, and quit being, you know, schizophrenic and jumping from this one to this one to this one to this one. That's why your business isn't growing. Your business, you're never going to create momentum when you jump from one lane to the other. That's not how momentum gets. Momentum happens when you stay focused on one thing over time. And the one thing has to be the three P's. And it sounds kind of weird to say one thing and there's three of them. But for me, the focus is on, I focus on our one persona, our one product, our one pathway. And I say no to everything else. Eventually I can say yes, but not until I have a ridiculous cash flow, positive cash flow stream. Not until I'm sitting on a unbelievable bank account of retained earnings. Not until I've got a C-suite level of team in that's handling the finances, and I've got a director of marketing, and I've got somebody over sales, and I gotta have somebody over all of the four major parts of my business. I stay over leadership. But I got to have somebody over lead gen, somebody over lead conversion, somebody over collecting and managing money, and somebody over project management. When I have that team in place and we're making profit all the time and all of those things are humming and I'm just focused on leadership, then we can start to diversify out. But not until that point. If you're listening and you're a solopreneur, If you've tried more than one thing this year to sell, if you've tried more than one thing this year to bring in leads, it's why you're still sitting there struggling. But if you have stayed focused this year, you're listening to this going, man, I love momentum. He's right. This is what it takes. So focus plus time multiplied by the power of your offer creates momentum. Focusing on the right things. And what are the right things? One persona, one product, and one pathway. That's the first thing I want to talk about. The second thing I want to talk about that creates momentum is innovation. Ooh, I love innovation. You can see this for yourself. And you're going to, I'm going to share this with you, and you're going to start to see it everywhere. Okay. But I want you to go to the grocery store. Not this second. Okay. I'm not being bossy. You're busy. You got life. Things are happening. You can't stop what you're doing and go to the grocery store. If you're in the grocery store right now, though, that's weird. And it's like, I'm reading your mind. You need to leave a review. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Because that's crazy. Like, dude mentioned grocery stores and I'm in a grocery store. You got to listen to this guy's podcast. Okay. That's the review I'm looking for from you. But for all the rest of you, the next time you're at the grocery store, I want you to go to the laundry detergent aisle. Okay. Not because your clothes are dirty, but I want you to go to the laundry detergent aisle and I want you to realize, take note of how many new and improved formulas there are. I mean, there is new scents, new formula, improved formulas. Like it is like, there is a whole subcontinent of the world somewhere of that we don't know about, full of people who just research and create new formulas for laundry detergents. It's unbelievable to me. This also happens in pizza places. Pizza Hut's always coming out with something new. Papa John's always coming out with something new. Taco Bell always coming out with something new. Why do these places do that? Why do they come out with new? Why do they come out with improved? Because people like it. People get bored really quickly. People move on very quickly. New people, when they're looking for something, what? Oh, new and improved. That sounds positive. That sounds exciting. I want in on that. So we, again, back to my agency, we are regularly innovating our product, not changing our product. We don't change it. We have our product, but we are regularly making improvements. We call it CANI, constant and never ending improvements. And so we have a backlog, a whole list of things that we want to do. And every so often I'll move a group of things from backlog to on deck. And then after on deck, each of my team has one of these cards under their name at all times. And I keep an eye on that. And as soon as I see like, oh, you know, this person on my team, they're about finished with this improvement. They're about finished with this innovation on our product. They're about done with this. I look at what's on deck that I want to hand off to them and I prepare it for, I create what we call a vision guide where I go through and I say, this is what this is going to look like. This is why we're doing it. Here's a clear definition of done. This project is done when this list of, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things are checked off. Here's the cadence of communication. Here's your deadline. Here's the time it's going to take. Here's your budget. If it needs to be a budget, here's what I have to sign off on. Like I have this whole, checklist that I create and a whole way that I create these that is super easy. I can create one of these vision guides in about 45 minutes. And I then, when I put it in there and when they're done with their current innovation project, we celebrate it as a team. I move them a new card from on deck under there, under their name on our Twilio type board, if you will. And then we announce it, new and improved XYZ, this new and improved this. We've got our new marketing momentum system right now. And we're going to talk about our new and improved marketing, our new marketing momentum system for quite a while. And probably in about 18, 24 months, it'll be new and improved because by then we'll have added so many amazing things to it, it will be improved. And so we're constantly focused on making our product better. We stay focused on one persona, and we're constantly looking at that persona and adjusting our copy to that persona. We're focused on one product and we're regularly innovating to make it better. Just last week, my team, I'm telling you, they're geniuses. So we have, like I said, the Marketing Momentum System, which is, it's a CRM that can do all kinds of things, email marketing and all kinds of things that we build out, completely build it out for our clients when we build them a website and we integrate their website with it and all of that. And they're good to go. And they can go in then and start sending email newsletters on day one. And we give them training on how to do that. And they can go in and schedule their social media posts. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that they can do in there. And we train them to do that. And last week, my team was like, what if we started creating a whole series of standard operating procedures? We use these every day. What if we started creating these, and when we hand the keys over to this marketing engine, when we put the business owner in the driver's seat, what if we handed them a manual, a digital manual of standard operating procedures with checklists and videos and everything? So it's just, you know, they can go, but how to send your newsletter. And under that was a standard operating procedure on how to prepare the newsletter, how to create content ideas, you know, how to prepare, how to manage all that. And then how to post it, how to follow it. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this. Are we going to have these tomorrow? No, it's going to take, you know, probably 3 months before we have those. But when we do, oh, new and improved onboarding resources. I mean, this is innovation. You have to constantly be innovating to your system. Now, it's got to be connected to your persona, because if you don't, imagine a restaurant like Chick-fil-A coming out with a hamburger. Well, that would be totally defiant of their brand. Like, that wouldn't work. They would create a whole lot of money. A whole lot of people would want to taste it, but then there would be no money after. They'd have an initial bit of cash that would come in for sure. But it would sustain, it would hurt them in the long run, because it would dilute the quality of the chicken. Because now they're not just focused on chicken, they're focused on chicken and beef. And it just goes against, it would violate their brand principle, and it just would not be well in the long run. Now, that's a bit of an exaggeration to make my point. So you can't violate your product and go against your persona and your brand promise, but you can constantly be like, how can we make this better? How can we make this better? But if you're trying to sell this service and this service and this service and that thing, and I've got this and I'm going to do a course, and now that I got this, I'm going to start this side hustle, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to launch a course, and I'm going to launch a membership, and I'm going to have this going on, I'm going to write a book, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Nothing is going to be great. Nothing's going to be great. Innovation doesn't mean starting over from scratch. It means making it a little bit better. Innovate it, make it better. Okay, that's two. Number three, the third thing you got to do to sustain, to create and sustain momentum, is you have to have feedback loops. You have to regularly be getting feedback from your end user, from your customers, from your team, even from your vendors. You've got to be getting feedback loop from complete strangers. You've got to create some feedback loops where you're getting input so you know how to improve the product. So you know what messaging is resonating with your persona and not resonating with it. To see what part of your pathway needs a little bit tweaked. Where are people getting hung up? Where are they not converting in the stage that you want them to? You can't do this if you're trying to do a whole bunch of other things. The key to momentum, the key to growing your business, the key to success, especially for us that are building our businesses at the speed of cash, we're bootstrapping our businesses, we don't have venture capital, we're not making over $1 million a year, over $5 million a year. The key for you, the key for me, keep focused over time, multiplied by the power of our offer. And the power of our offer comes down to how we position our product to our persona. And I don't have enough time to get into it in this episode. If you want to know more about creating great offers, let me know and we can cover that in a future episode. Well, I want to go ahead and wrap up with this week's leadership tip of the week. Now, why do I do this? Because leadership is the future of your business. Your business cannot grow beyond your capacity as a leader. And so I end every single episode with a leadership tip of the week. And before I share this one, if this was beneficial, if this was helpful, if you got anything out of this, would you do me a favor? Would you please leave a review? I know you're listening. I can see the downloads happening and I'm looking for those reviews. If you don't have anything nice to say, because this hasn't been great, then I would invite your feedback. Send me an email. Let me know, like, Eric, that you could, if you did this, it would be better and I'd leave you a review. Okay. Make sure you're subscribed and share this with people. Do all the nice things. If that was beneficial to you, if that was helpful to you, if you got one little thing out of it, please do something nice in return. Leave a review, subscribe, and share this. All right. What is today's leadership tip of the week? Today's leadership tip of the week is simply, what gets measured gets managed. That's good, isn't it? Right? You probably want me to repeat it. Okay, I'll repeat it. What gets measured gets managed. If you tell your team that XYZ is important, but you don't have a way to measure XYZ, then XYZ isn't what's going to get managed. ABC is. Okay. Whatever you have a measurement in place. And if you don't have a team, if you're a solopreneur, well, if you don't have a way every day to look at your pipeline, your leads count, your meeting deadlines, your whatever it is that's important to you. If you don't have a number to look at, a way to measure that, you're not actually managing it. You're going to manage something else that doesn't matter. What gets measured gets managed. It's so important to have the right measurements in place for the right things. We were having some issues, a little bit of an issue with inside our company. We're constantly learning and growing and experiencing growing pains from time to time. And I realized the issue was I was measuring the wrong thing. So in our leadership team meeting every week, we have a dashboard that we look at. And one of the metrics that was on there was that, you know, so many social media posts were going out. Okay. So, and then that the newsletter went out, you know, newsletter went on Thursday, you know, this went out on social media, you know, like we had some content things that we were wanting to hit. And the thing is we were hitting those, but I was constantly having to go, hey, wait a minute, this is misspelled. Hey, wait a minute, there's an error. Hey, wait a minute, nobody's followed up with this comment. But those things weren't getting managed because it's not what I was measuring. So now we measure perfection, okay? We measure error-free. How long have we gone since we've had an email newsletter go out with no errors? You know, and we can look and say 6 emails, 7 emails, 8 emails, 9. And we just keep, this number keeps getting bigger and bigger because we evaluate the newsletter. No grammar problems, no spelling issues. Every link was correct. One little error and we start all over from zero. So how many weeks since we've had an error free, that, not since we've had, how many weeks have we had an error free email newsletter go out? Boom. That is a completely different measurement than did it go out. So see, this can get a little nuanced, but what gets measured gets managed. Now, again, if you're a solopreneur, you know, you may not want to worry about that. That's not the key thing. You're wanting to measure, you know, how many, you know, free consultations, how many initial discussions, how many, like those are the things you're wanting to look at. And then from there, how many people took the next step? All right. So there we go. There's that. Now, real quick, I did say I'd give a travel update. This is why I keep notes. I totally forgot I didn't say that. For those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a while since we launched 28 episodes ago, holy cow, I love doing this. When I launched this 28 episodes ago, so, you know, half a year ago, our plan our plan was to leave Costa Rica at the end of August here and in the beginning of September and go to Spain. We were going to do a year in Spain. Well, that changed several weeks, a couple months ago, actually. And we have been toying back and forth with lots of different options. And where we decided on, landed on this last week. Now, again, this can change. This is the beautiful part of this lifestyle. All right. We change our minds. The world is our oyster, as they say. But currently, we're going to spend September and October in Argentina. Yeah, Argentina. We're really, really excited about it. I've heard that we know the meat is good, and we all like good hamburgers and steaks, and so we've heard the meat is good. I've also heard there's an emerging cheese scene, and I'm excited about that. I'll be honest. I'm pretty excited about that. But we're going to leave here beginning of September, head to Buenos Aires for probably 4 weeks. And then there's an overnight train. We're going to get a sleeper car on this train and take an overnight train and a sleeper car across country and to another town. And then we're going to stay there for about a week. And we're going to take a bus to another town for a week, a bus to a third town for a week, and then an overnight bus to a fourth town for a week. We've never done an overnight bus. So we're going to do about 4 or 5, maybe 6 weeks in Buenos Aires. And then we're going to city hop for 4 straight weeks. Really excited about that. That is our tentative plan. And then after that, I don't know. We don't know. We have nothing planned beyond that. So stay tuned. I'll keep you in the loop with what's going on. Okay, my friend. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for doing that. Review, subscribe, share. Means the world to me. Really appreciate it. So I look forward to reading your review in an upcoming podcast. Until next time, chase the big dream, lead with courage, and safe travels.
Attention passengers, we've now reached our destination. We hope you enjoyed the flight and have a nice day.